And welcome to Inside the Huddle on this cold Saturday morning. I'm Kevin Keith. We've got Jamie Blacker here in the studio. Going to talk to some coaches from around the area this hour in anticipation of a Rossville Regional Championship this afternoon. Can be heard right here on WILO. Around 1 o'clock, we'll probably take to the airwaves around 12:45 or so with Don and Carl. We'll talk all about that, including some scores from last night as we kick it over to Jamie Blacker. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well today. Thanks.
Isn't it great to get up on a crisp Saturday morning?
Yes, it is.
It's sectional,
yeah.
Regional basketball time.
We're talking basketball, man.
This is what Indiana's all about.
That's right.
Some great games around the area last night. We'll go over some scores. In the Hoosier Heartland Division, Faith Christian knocked off Clinton Central 78-62. Delphi was winners over Rossville last night, 51-45. Clinton Prairie was home from an Indianapolis team that never played before. Providence, Christo Rey, the Gophers knocked them off 68-29. Carroll stays in their winning ways, 74-41 over Sheridan. Elwood knocked off Eastern 39-36. There was a shot, Kevin, at the buzzer that's going around Twitter. It looked pretty cool last night.
Okay.
Shocked Eastern. Elwood hadn't won very many ball games in the last few years.
So
that's good for those kids. Taylor, who's leading the Hoosier Heartland Conference, they were big winners last night over Tri-Central 70-55. Taylor, as I said, is 7-0 in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Carroll is 5-1, which makes a big matchup coming up next weekend, February 17th. Taylor is at Carroll. Carroll knock off Taylor. They're in position to tie for the conference lead. Carroll would have to end up winning one more game against Eastern to make that happen, but come down the wire right here in the Hoosier Heartland Division. Our conference. In the Sagamore last night, Frankfort Hot Dogs were winners over North Montgomery, 49-35. Tri-West knocked off Crawfordsville, 48-44. Zionsville won, I think, at Lebanon, 54-35. Lebanon is winning that conference and actually won the conference at 7-0. Danville's 5-1. Southmont 3-3. Frankfort's 3-3. And Crawfordsville is 3-3. Well, we're not going to hold on any longer. Our guest on the line here this morning is the coach of the Rossville Hornets, Chad Gehabe. The Rossville Hornets last week traveled to Attica to win sectional 54. They had two ball games last week. They won over there to get that championship. They beat Fountain Central 41-16. And then on Saturday night, predicted right here by Inside the Huddle,
you guys
Jamie and
it.
Don.
You guys called it,
Faith
man.
Christian 42-40. We're not going to take all the credit, coach, but we're going to talk about at the end here of your segment, but glad to have you on this morning, and I think it's a really special time. I believe 33 years since Rossville won a sectional title.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. A lot of teams have tried and attempted and just come up short. And so we're really excited. A lot of words describe the emotions that we felt last weekend, but we're really proud of this team and the girls and how they bought in and how they just have worked so hard to achieve things they probably didn't realize were attainable at the beginning of the year. But we're in a great position today, and we're excited.
Coach, you've put a long run of wins together here late in the end of the season. You lost a couple ball games in there, but they were to really good ball clubs of Seager and Clinton Central. Can you talk about mid-season here where you thought you were really turning the corner and this could be obtained?
Yeah, we just, like I said, I mean, you know, we've seen we saw the evidence this summer and early on in the season, you know, just couldn't get things clicking. A lot of that was just our, you know, a few young kids trying to come in and get acclimated to the varsity game and trying to, you know, blend the four returning starters with the three younger kids. And, but, you know, we started to see some fruits of our labor. We came up short in a couple of games. And then once things click, you know, that light bulb comes on, things just started to go our direction. And ever since, we've been kind of trending favorably towards success. And we've come in every day for the last 6 weeks. And I'm not kidding you, 6-7 weeks, just really focused, work hard. Not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, always incrementally getting better, and you know, that will give you a lot of successful opportunities, and we've just taken advantage of them.
Let's talk a little bit about today. You're going to travel to West Dell, which is over east on State Road 28. Instead of traveling west today, you're going east, clear across past State Road 6 or Highway 69 to West Dell. You're going to play Tri-Central, who is 11-13. You guys knocked off Tri-Central back on January 13, 34-29. They're coached by Matt Korn, his third year, 37-36. What's the Tri-Central matchup going to look like today for you, Coach?
Well, you know, I mean, it wasn't just about six games ago we played them, so I don't think a lot's going to change personnel-wise, obviously strategy-wise. I know that we anticipated them penetrating and getting the ball inside against us the first time around, and I just remember after the game thinking, man, they did not penetrate much. They shot a lot of threes. I think Coach Korn reiterated that in their article this past week. So we just, you know, we're thinking they're probably going to try to get the ball inside through penetration and passing. You know, they are very physical. They're senior-laden. They have a lot of experience under their belt. So we expect a great fight out of Tri-Central this morning. But, you know, we obviously are very, you know, confident about where we're at as well. I mean, we've traveled on the road, like 11-3 on the road on neutral courts. And so, you know, this team travels well. You guys even brought that up last week about traveling to Attica and how that was going to affect us. And I told you, I said, you know, we travel pretty well. I mean, it does us well to travel. And so hopefully that continues this morning. But, you know, we expect a great competitive ball game today, and hopefully we come out on top.
Can you talk a little bit about your seniors, Avery Gorbett, Tori Skiles, and Corin Gahabe, and how this has been special senior year for them?
Yeah, absolutely. These kids have put a lot of hard work into it. I mean, I remember, obviously, my daughter was a part of that group, and so I've watched this group since they were really young kids and watched them come through the program. They had a lot of success when they were younger. You know, they're three that stuck it out and put in the hard work and have been just absolutely great leaders on and off the court. Each of them has a very, you know, unique role that they bring to the team, and they do their role very well, and we hope that will continue today for us to be successful.
How do you think the success in softball will play into you guys keeping this role going here for girls basketball?
Yeah, we've talked about that as well, and just how that helps us. You know, again, we talked about Russell basketball. You just mentioned it earlier. It has not had a lot of success in the postseason, but a lot of those girls that play on that softball team, and there's four of them, play on our varsity team. And you know, we've talked about how that, you know, understanding the big moment, understanding big game pressure, you know, they face that and succeeded in softball, and how that carries over to basketball and to other programs as well. And, you know, success breeds success. I truly believe that. And especially a small school where you have kids playing, you know, multiple sports, which is why I'm a big believer in the multi-sport athlete, especially a small school, because, you know, a lot of times those kids are just really good athletes and can contribute in great ways in each of the sports that they play. So, yeah, we draw upon that success that they had last year, and hopefully we can have some of that same success today.
I got a little bit of inside information. Maybe the 1990 sectional winner and 1991 Miss Basketball, did she speak to the Hornets yesterday at your practice?
She did. I contacted Jennifer this past week and just said, hey, I'd really like for you to come in. Obviously, she's a pillar of our community. She is the epitome of Lady Hornet basketball. You know, she sits at the top there. But that team was special to Lady Hornet basketball and to the Rossville community, winning the lone sectional. And so I thought it was really important that she comes in and speaks to the team and just gives them some insight that maybe I can't. And I think it was great for her to come in. The girls obviously know who she is. They look up to her. They see her in this basketball jersey that hangs on the wall there in a gym every day. And of course, they've seen the 1990 basketball sectional that's on the board there as well. So they have a lot of respect and admiration for Jen. And so I just wanted to bring her in and just let her just speak some wisdom and encouragement into our kids. I think she did an awesome job.
I saw some video last week, you guys winning the sectional title. it looked like you had a pretty special moment with your dad, who's one of your assistant coaches, and he's also coached basketball for a long, long time. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. That's
a hard one, isn't it? Yeah. I understand. When you got a lot of passion and you put a lot of years into it, I mean, he coached you, so anyway, that's probably a tough question to ask, but I just wanted to people understand, you know, when you coach high school basketball, and not only that, you've got a daughter involved in it, so grandpa's involved in coaching and everything, so, you know, there's a lot of emotion to this and finally getting over that hump. You know, I didn't bring it up here, but Rossville won one sectional game from 2011 to 22, so winning that last week, not just you guys, but the entire community had to be very special.
Yeah, it is, and I'll speak on, you know, having Dad next to me has been awesome. You know, it's been pretty cool. We can share a lot of stories. From the very first game, we kind of started coaching together 7 years ago. It's funny because we see the game the same way, and so I would yell, and he would yell the same things. We had to have a conversation one time, like, "Hey, Dad, I'm the head coach here. you were the head coach at one time," and he's like, "Yeah, you know, you're right." But man, we've grown together. You know, he was obviously my basketball coach when I was in school, and we are very close. And the girls respect and admire him, and for just his passion for the game and his passion for the kids, and just the things that he brings to the table. A lot of people know. I mean, he's undergoing. He's got cancer right now, and he's got a big surgery coming up here soon. And so, obviously, just takes it to a whole different level. And dealing with that, but just enjoying these moments with him, with my daughter. Obviously, you know, is also great. My oldest daughter played for us as well, and he got to coach her as well. So it truly is a family affair. And as far as the community goes, I mean, it's been great to hear from community members all week, to have people reach out, post things on Facebook or social media and just reach out and congratulate myself and the kids. So it really is, it's a family affair, but, you know, it's much bigger than that as well. It's a Rossville thing that stretches far and wide because we got people all over the country from Rossville who are reaching back at, you know, and congratulating us and thinking about us and supporting us. And so that means a lot to me and to our kids.
If those people are listening right now, you can also listen live. You can go to Clinton County Daily News, and you can listen live on WILL Radio this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Our very own Don Stock and Carl Kercheval will have the game, and I think John Jacoby's with him over there as well. So he's an old Rossville Hornet, knows basketball, the brother of the Miss Basketball you were talking about earlier. They're going to call that game today, and they're very excited. I don't know if you've listened to them before, but they really get into the local sports and promoting our local kids here in Clinton County.
Yeah, I've known Carl and John for a long time, and both are very passionate about the game, as Don and Kevin and yourself. And I think it's fantastic how you guys, each week are going out to high schools and around the local community and just giving us an opportunity to showcase these kids and their talents. And to have you guys there a part of it is fantastic. I've been kidding John a lot these last couple of weeks about, you know, how Robbie Hummel comes back to Purdue. It's kind of like, you know, John Jacoby coming back to Rossville. Kind of
That's
same
awesome.
Thing, you know. Just make his head a little bit bigger, right?
Well, I played against John Jacoby. I'm going to tell you right now, he didn't drive the basket very fast, but he'd stay in the corner and launch him all night long.
Oh, I guarantee he can shoot. Those Jacobys can shoot. But, yeah, we're really excited about having you guys out there today broadcasting the game. And hopefully it'll be an exciting one, but also a good outcome for the Lady Hornets.
Have you thought much about if you pull this off today? It's a little bit different format. We haven't talked about it. It's not a four-game regional. It's just a one-game regional. Propels you into the semi-state. I looked it up the other day. I'm just kind of going off the top of my head, but there's four semi-states, possibility sites in the northern part of Indiana. One of them is Frankfort. They would draw that tomorrow, and they're trying to put teams at closest sites. So would it be pretty special if the Hornets could come down State Road 39 into Frankfort next Saturday morning?
Yeah, that would be. I mean, I'll play anywhere,
but gotcha.
that would definitely be pretty cool. Looking ahead, but to be there at Frankfort and Case Arena, a lot of magical moments have happened in that building, and to be able to play there would be great. But obviously, as you guys know, we got to take care of business today first. But that would be special. Anywhere we play next week, if we were to play, would be a fantastic and awesome thing for us, these kids and our program.
One more time, the Rossville Hornets are traveling to Westdale this afternoon, play a 1 o'clock ball game for the regional. They're playing Tri-Central, who is 11-13. Rossville's 15-10. We have been with Coach Chad Cahabe here this morning. I know you got more prep to do. Thanks for being on with us, Coach, and good luck today.
Hey, thank you so much, guys, and we'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Go out and support those Hornets today if you got a chance, but we'll be right back for more Inside the Huddle.